Inside the Huddle with Don Stock, brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance. And now, here he is, Don Stock.
Hey, good Saturday morning to everybody. It's a beautiful day on the first of the holiday, or the weekend on Saturday. We appreciate you tuning in on Inside the Huddle, sponsored by Susan Casper Insurance. Jamie, out on assignment today. He's actually with his sixth grade girls basketball team. They're doing a county tournament. They're playing Clinton Central this morning, and so he's off with his gals. But we want to say a little thank you to him, or congratulations, I want to say, as Mayor Tony Roswarski has appointed him to be the assistant chief of the Lafayette Fire Department in 2024, starting in January. And Jamie's been on the fire as a firefighter for 29 years, and 17 of those years with Lafayette. So congratulations, Jamie. It's a honor for you to be an assistant chief, and looking forward to a lot of you being here now on Inside the Huddle, being a big-time administrator. So congratulations. All right, we got a big show here for you today, as we're going to be heading it off with the Carroll Cougars. The boys getting ready to head over to LaPel. We're going to talk first with head coach Adam Tussinger, and then hopefully I think he's got three student athletes with him, Mr. Duff, Mr. Skinner, and Mr. Huerta, and we'll talk with them for the first half hour, and then we'll come back at 9:30. We'll talk a little bit with Corey Dunn, the Rossville boys coach, bowed out last week against a good Fountain Central team, 44-40. We want to talk about that, and then we'll wrap it up with head coach of the Frankfort Hot Dog, Coach McCullough, as he has finished his first year at the helm in the land of the hot dog. So let's get started, and let's get on with, as I know, Mr. Adam Tussinger, you're on the line, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Man, I'll tell you what, we'll talk to the boys here in a minute. We want to get you all covered first. First of all, I know that you know, you have your Saturdays planned out, especially when you're getting ready to head over out of town. I appreciate you taking the time out to give us a little bit of that time this morning, and I hope it doesn't get you all messed up. But, you know, let's talk a little bit about last week's sectional, coach. You played a really, really solid Clinton Prairie team, beating them. And talk a little bit about that basketball game.
I mean, like you said, played really well. Offensively, we've kind of always struggled within the last couple of years with their 3-2 zone, 1-3-1, 2-3. They kind of mixed it up a lot this year. But we were able to find some success against their zone, especially with Owen in the short corner and then Jake diving from the high post. So we found a few holes in there, I guess just enough for us to get that victory. But the big thing for us was on the defensive end. First time we played them, I mean, there's a lot of keys that we talked about. McGraw had 31. They had 10 offensive rebounds, 16 second chance points. So we knew there was a lot of stuff that we had to clean up and correct. And McGraw still had 25. He's a heck of a player. He had three or four step back threes with a hand in his face. And there's really nothing you can do about it at that point in time. But I think we made him work for every point that he had. And then offensive rebound wise, I think they only ended up with three or four. So a lot of what we were trying to do defensively was there. And I credit all our guys for being locked in on that end.
Four sectional championship in a row, going for number two in the regional here today. Let's talk a little bit now towards the Wapahani Raiders. They come in 24-1, ranked two in 2A basketball last year. You went into the regional, a two-game regional last year, and you ended up beating a Monroe Central team last year, I thought was like in the top five of last year, 44-23. Does last year help getting yourself prepared for this year?
I mean, experience of any kind helps. Obviously, having played over in that gym for all these guys in those two games, I think it gives them a sense of comfort to an extent. But I told somebody else earlier this week, and I told everybody getting ready for sectionals, that really, I mean, the fact that we played over there or won over there last year, I don't know that anybody outside of the locker room, I know Wapahani doesn't care. I know people outside this locker room don't necessarily care. We still got to go over there and kind of play our game, play our style of basketball. and do what we do defensively, and then get out and on like in transition, share the ball, and do everything that we need to do to make this a successful game for us.
Got a couple of players that average double figures: senior Franks, 17, almost 18 points a ball game, and a junior Andrews. The thing that impresses me is their stats. Here's the scouting report that I got, Coach, is that they're not a very tall basketball team, but the boys sure can shoot. And boy, if that isn't the truth, they lock in on the three ball about 39%, 58 from inside the arc, and 72% at the free throw line. Makes every possession pretty important, right?
Oh, absolutely. We've talked a lot about being able to know who we're switched on to defensively, because not just the Andrews and Frank kid, but there's a lot of guys on their team who are more than capable of shooting from three. And so we got to know who we're on defensively. And then another big one that you didn't mention that we've talked about a lot, they take care of the basketball. They average fewer than six turnovers per game. So they're not going to look to force things. They're going to try and wait on the defense to break down a little bit and look for that opening before they attack the basket or put a shot up. So we definitely have to be sound on that end, and just do what we can to make every shot they take a contested one. And then once that shot goes up, we've talked a lot about box outs, finishing possession, so then we can get out in transition.
Well, that was my next comment, the fact they didn't turn the ball over, and they rebound pretty well. So second chance baskets have to be a few amount also, right?
Yeah, correct. Not just Nelson either, their big guy inside, but Andrews and Franks. I mean, it's really everybody, but Andrews is the one that kind of sticks out to me as their point guard, averaging, I think, almost two offensive rebounds a game. He does really well at knowing either when his shot's not going to go in or just crashing the boards in general, to try and give them those second chance opportunities.
Well, here's what I like this year about just being a one-game tournament is that when you look at both teams that are all the teams that are over at the LaPel Regional, if it was a two-game tournament, man, it would be a battle to get out of there, as the other bracket would have the Blackhawk Christian ranked three. So we don't have to worry about that today. All we got to do is focus in on one basketball game. Makes it just a little bit easier, right?
I mean, obviously, from a preparation standpoint, yeah, it makes it easier. But we're still playing a really good basketball team. And so, again, it's everything that we've talked about before, but we've just got to be locked in. They lost their first game this season. They haven't lost in November. And so it's definitely going to be a challenge for us to go over there and try to knock them off for a second time this year.
Well, I have all the faith in the world. Matter of fact, I'm sporting my colors today, boys. I'm excited about the ball game. I think we have a beautiful opportunity to win and move on, and show a lot of people in the state of Indiana who the Carroll Cougars really are. And you're coming in at 22-4. According to the Sagarian ratings that I've just looked at, the 11th best schedule in 2A basketball. That preparation in the pre-tournament season sure helped out.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And we've talked about that as the coaching staff a little bit. We dropped West Central off of our schedule this year. We picked up Wabash. Our holiday tournament expanded from four teams to eight. So getting that game against Tipton, that game against Fountain Central. When Twin Lakes canceled because their girls were in regionals, we picked up Lafayette Jeff. When you look at our schedule this year compared to last year, yeah, we've got a couple more losses at this point, but competition-wise, it's definitely been improved. So we think the whole goal is to just try and make us as best prepared as we can be for this moment, starting with sectionals and just in postseason play in general.
Coach, as I look back at the schedule, say, hey, you only got to win seven games to get into a state championship win. And I believe that this team has probably been playing in a tournament-type atmosphere since February the 11th. You played Lafayette Jeff, then you came in and played at Frankfort, then you played a really pretty solid Taylor team, then turned around and took on Western, and then a championship at the Hoosier Heartland Conference against Eastern at Eastern, and then your three games in the tournament. So your kids have got to be really focused in right now, understanding it's a game, it's a day-by-day focus.
Yeah, I would agree, and I'd actually kind of push that date back a little bit to January 14th, the day after Clinton Prairie. Going over there and then knocking us off, I think, again, just kind of refocused everything. And from that point in time, I mean, they've been playing some pretty good basketball. So, like you said, it's all about playing good teams, good competition, and trying to get them ready for what's to come.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I think that that's been done very, very well. Coach, your first year as a head coach, anything that kind of pops up that you weren't expecting to have to do or look after? And give us your viewpoint of being now a varsity basketball coach in the land of Indiana.
I don't know necessarily anything from that first part of that question. I mean, there's obviously just the added responsibilities from making that step up, I guess. Everything does stop with me. You get to make the decisions, but for the most part, it's went relatively smoothly, but that's more so to do with the guys you're going to talk to here in a little bit and then the coaching staff coming back. So, again, for the most part, everything's gone pretty well so far. And as far as coaching just in general in Indiana, I mean, I don't know. I've never obviously coached outside the state, but I can't imagine there's a better state to coach the game of high school basketball in. Saturday night last week, our fan section over there to look across and see basically the entire half of Delphi's arena filled up with blue shirts. I mean, you've got the support of the school, the community, everybody behind you. So it's definitely a special opportunity that I don't take for granted.
Well, let's also talk about your assistant coaches, Adam Harness and Dr. John Hendricks, and the JV head coach, Jared Beaver, and what they mean towards this basketball team also.
I mean, there's not really a word you can use to describe it, but like I said, these guys, the last couple of years, we've all been here for a couple of years under Coach Bender, and kind of understood our roles at that point in time and did what we could to help him. And just having all those guys back has been huge for me, just to have those guys to rely on to say, hey, this is my thoughts, or them give me like opinions, whatever the case might be, helping with scouting, all that stuff. It eases the burden a little bit on myself, and I don't know that I could say thank you enough to those guys for all they do for me and for our program.
All right. I'm assuming that the student athletes are sitting in there with you?
They are here.
All right. Let's turn our thoughts towards them a little bit here. So, guys, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming in on a early Saturday morning.
Thanks for having us.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's been an honor for Carl and I to be able to cover you guys. You know how much we respect the way you play the game of basketball, and we look forward to a good basketball game tonight. So let's talk a little bit about the Gophers and your thoughts about that basketball game. Let's start off with one of the captains there, either Owen or Jake.
I'll go first. Jake. Yeah, Prairie's pretty good. They're pretty unique. They have a pretty unique setup on defense. They're on that 3-2 zone really well against anyone. And as you saw in the first two games they played, they held Catholic and Delphi to pretty low scores. They got a really good player in McGraw. He's super hard to contain, but that's a whole team job there. The whole team chipped in, and we were able to contain him. He still scored 25 on us, and our whole defensive strategy was just really focusing on him, so that shows how good a player he is. But, yeah, we came in and got it done.
Owen, I want to ask you, let's talk about the comparing both of the games. You go to Prairie on January, as the coach said earlier, getting beat 72-66. Then you come back and you adjust yourselves. What was the difference between the two basketball games?
I think the first game we couldn't get any stops. We couldn't buy a stop, and that really hurt us because kind of our philosophy is to get out and transition and push the ball, but it's hard to do that when you can't get stops, and then that allows them to step in their zone. So, it was really important for us to box out, grab the rebound, and then push. I think in the early game we got ahead of ourselves, started started trying to leak before we had the ball, and that kind of hurt us in some cases.
One of the compliments that everybody has to give to the Clinton Prairie Gophers is the fact that Chad Peckinpah really sets up his defense, and he sets it up very well. At the game at Prairie, I thought that they extended you guys pretty deep, almost to the 10-second line, to get your offense even started. But I saw the big adjustments that you made when you played them in the sectional.
Yeah. That first game, they were pretty high. And then they're making it difficult for us to do any sort of offense at that big point. They made it difficult in the half court with that zone. But, we moved some people around and felt that that gave us a better opportunity to win. And it helped give us some better chances and helped to break the zone a little bit more.
Chris, let's get you involved here a little bit. How about this week's preparation? How's it been going?
It's been going good. We've been focused on Andrews and Franks. They're really good players. They shoot the ball pretty good, but not only good Franks, just shoot the ball good. They have, I think, two other shooters that shoot like 39 and 41. And actually, they do have another one that shoots like 52 from three. So we have a lot of focus on, and, got to play good defense.
How much difference is it, and I don't care who answers this question, how much difference is it, guys, when you got to, sometimes a team will come in and they're going to be good inside the arc. Sometimes teams are good on the outside, but these guys are good once they cross the 10-second line, and so it now makes a massive floor to cover. What's the challenge with that?
It's just everyone has to be aware where the ball's at while also where their man's at. So our help side defense has to be there, but you have to be aware of who you're guarding. If you're on Andrews, Franks, or the loose kids shooting, you have to, if you're on ball side, you can't help off too much. You rather just let the you have to trust your teammates and let the opposite weak side help get there. But, it definitely causes a lot more problems and issues. It really makes the whole team have to communicate more. So that's it.
Well, I think you guys do a great job at communicating. I watch a lot of that when I do the ball game, and it really helps to have guys like you, Owen, and you, Jake, on the floor being kind of floor generals, and then the ability for a guy like Chris Ware to, you can set him up and have him drain that three balls. It's a big attack. I mean, they've got to worry about you as much as you got to worry about them, right?
Absolutely.
All right, so a long bus ride over to LaPel today. What all goes on in the bus on the way over?
I think it's just time for each one of us to kind of just find what locks them in for the beginning, whether that's listening to music. Sometimes there's chatter, sometimes not. It's just whatever gets you into the game ready, looking over the scouting report. It's just that fine-tuning to be able to lock in and then get off to a good start in the game.
Like you guys, we want to get there. I want to watch part of the first ball game. I want to watch Black Hawk play. They talk about how good they are. But, I think the best thing is nobody's talking about how good we are, which is – that's a good thing. I like that a lot. But does watching a ball game, does that help get things going? And when you get over there, do you have an ability to shoot around like on a off court before you come on to the LaPel varsity floor?
Yeah, I think it's, we always enjoy watching the game before us. I think it's a little different when you have to just play your first game, because that's different from watching the JV and then having the varsity play. So it's always, it's kind of in the system to watch a game before you play. And I think that gets our minds right and gets us locked in. We'll have a little bit of time to shoot on the actual floor before. So that'll help. That'll get us used to the gym. I know we had a practice, but always on game day, you want to get in there and get shots on the actual goal you're going to shoot at.
All right. Last year, you had Coach Bodie Bender at the helm. This year, you've got Adam Tussinger. Each guy, let's start with Chris Huerta. Talk about what you believe is the biggest difference between the two head coaches.